Dad. Your wife and daughters gather in your curtained hospital room. Golfer's tan gone now, your skin pales against even the white sheets that envelop your atrophied muscles. In this surreal scene, we move mechanically around your bed and talk to one another in whispers. To you, we sometimes speak loudly, as if your lack of voice has rendered you deaf. Once, to concerned faces, I must translate your wordless humor, your mimed scream when the nurse absently says as she leaves, "Holler if you need anything." At the end of one lunch-hour visit, your lips form the words, "I love you." The silent message crashes in my head, resounding louder than all of the adolescent screams and slammed doors. After 3 weeks of liquid food and final visits, respiration stops. The nurses move in slow motion, according to your wishes. Early morning ringing in the Super 8 announces the news before I even reach the phone. I am in another state and miss your last breath. In the weeks following your death, it hangs on me like a long wool coat on a hot August day, its weight scratching at my skin. Years later, your space still sits at my piano. It wails out of Goodman's clarinet. It laughs with the pile of children wiggling in its lap. I touch it in the garden soil, see it hiking on the mountain path. It breathes in freshly mown grass when summer evenings cool. And now, when I listen closely, very closely, it whispers me a story just before I fall asleep. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can.